is, in these upcoming midterms, how important will the minority vote be for Republicans, and I guess for Democrats as well?
Well, I think I'm the only black American Republican from the inner city that's running. I grew up here, but I grew up in South Central L.A., so I've got the black vote. We have a lot of people that say they understand analytics, but probably can't count to four. If the Democrats have always needed 95% of the black vote to win. Dina Titus needs 95% of the black vote and a lot of the union vote. I'm a union member. Shout out to local number 13, BAC in Superior Tile, Mike Smith, the best union company. So, you know, I've got the black vote. It's the other candidates that don't understand the importance of going to party. And a lot of these never-Trumpers I just talked about hated President Trump because President Trump got more black and minorities coming in the party than ever. And that's what they don't want to see. So right now, I watched TV the other day. They had a union march in Washington, D.C. against vaccination that had so many American flags. When I cut the TV on before I cut up the volume, I thought it was a Trump rally. These are Democrats protesting these people, union members. 40% of the union members here in my district and district one is unemployed and might not never go back to work because Dina Titus hates gambling. And anybody who lives in district one and loves sports or gambling or entertainment, and don't believe me, I always say, just going over to China to their nice casinos, go to Cuba and try to place a bet. And I can place a bet that you'll be in jail faster than you can throw those dice on the ground because they don't allow gambling. So how are we going to keep electing people who hate Las Vegas and hate gambling to run Las Vegas? That's why we have a city full of homeless people. That's why they quick shut us down. So the importance of the minority vote and growing the party is very important. That's the Trump movement. That's the reason they hated Trump. He got out there and said, black people, what you got to lose? And he made black people start thinking. I have so much black support because I'm not asking black people to become Republicans. Black people are becoming independent. They say, okay, I don't have to be a Democrat. That's what Democrats are afraid of me because I'm not out here saying be a Republican like me. I've been a Republican 40 years since I was 19. And it's not going to be a lot of me. I'm not asking nobody to be that good. I'm just saying be independent. And that's why Democrats are afraid of me, because a lot of black people are becoming independent. And the moment they become independent, they open to everything but what the Democrats are talking about. And that's why I'm taking District 1 for Dina Titus. But the other candidates need to get together, like I'm doing, get involved with a peace and nonviolent movement, help the community, and get away from being set up as violent traitors, because that's the only thing the Democrats got. That's why I'm going to win, because I'm taking it. But if everybody else is running in the Republican Party, I'll probably be the only winner then, because I'm not looking to run against no communist. No communist can beat me. Never. Democrats can beat me at anything at any point in her life ever. And they know it. And they know I'm not one of these people talking about I'm not a politician. I'm telling you, I'm not a cutthroat politician. I'm a head-off politician. And Dina Titus is on the menu.
Jesse, how can folks help you? How can my listeners help you in CD1?
Well, right now, you can go to Jesse Turner for NevadaDistrict1.com. You can go to the HomelessCrisisCenter.org. And you can stay, listen for it. We have more events coming up at the Great Ahern. Don Ahern and you have done a lot for the minority community. Lou's Diners, we have events coming up there the next month for Thanksgiving and feeding the homeless. And just get involved and elect candidates who know what they're doing, who know what they're talking about, who can actually fight it for you and been in a fight. And stop electing these people who just got up at the couch and think it's kind of cute to be running for something when they haven't put in the work to understand the intricacies and what it takes to actually take on these communist politicians, because they are very dangerous people. And trust me, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all these people know how to take you out.
Jesse, always good. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again next week, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you and God bless America.
There you go. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, and he now admits it. He is a politician, but a good one. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 431, just check the traffic cams right now, and there's a multi-vehicle crash on the right shoulder on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. It's just past the Interstate 15 transition ramp. Also, there's an incident 215 eastbound at Decatur. That's on the right shoulder. Do expect some delays on the 15 right now, northbound at Hacienda, southbound at Owens. Very sluggish as people try to work their way through there. Possibly some commuters here for the weekend, and those lane restrictions continue downtown, causing major delays. 515 westbound at Eastern and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It's a bye week for the Raiders. They are not going to play again until November 7th when they match up against the New York Giants. Going into this weekend, the Raiders are currently in first place in the AFC West. They sit with a record of 5-2, while the Chargers are 4-2, the Chiefs are 3-4, the Broncos are 3-4 as well. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they have won two straight games as they have started to get things going once again. They are in action tonight at home as they are going to match up against the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks playing yesterday a loss to the Sabres. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tuesday night, we may be celebrating a huge Republican victory. The gubernatorial election in the Commonwealth of Virginia. This was Glenn Youngkin last night at a rally in Virginia unveiling a new Fox News poll. Listen to this.
We were here. There was a big parade out front. And then we ended up right here. And there was three or four Terry McAuliffe people. And there were lots of people for us right over here. Thank you all for coming. How amazing is this? Here we are, 5 days out, 5 days until the Commonwealth of Virginia gets to choose their next governor. Let me tell you what's happening right now, because I just happened to see a new Fox poll. You ready? Youngkin 53, McAuliffe 45. How about that? You know what that is? That's Virginians coming together. That's the That's not Republicans against Democrats. That's Virginians deciding we're making a change. We're making a change. We're doing something different. Friends, this is our moment. It's our moment. We get to define a new trajectory for this great Commonwealth of Virginia, a trajectory that lifts us all up. We get to celebrate the relentless pursuit of a better life, of prosperity, and we get to scoff in the face of selfish politicians who are after their own career, not yours. We get to make a stand against a culture that wants us to try to accept mediocrity, to shelve hope. No, Virginia will not be a commonwealth of low expectations. We will be one of high expectations.
I love Glenn Youngkin. I think he sounds like a winner. He really honestly does. And can I tell you something? There is going to be a repercussion. Because the same message that should be resonating there in the Commonwealth of Virginia, you know, parents should have a say in their school curriculum. That's the same issue we're dealing with here in Nevada. It may be at least one reason why Jesus Jara lost his job as superintendent. Parents are ignored. Parents, you know, they'll sit around at one of these board of trustee meetings, and they'll spend 3 or 4 hours listening to public comment, and then the board of trustees will do just what they want to do. It doesn't seem to matter what you and I think. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I think what happens in Virginia, look and see if that doesn't start happening around the country. Look and see if parents don't become empowered and they finally decide we're going to take our schools back, we're going to take our city back, we're going to take our county back, we're going to take our state back, and we're going to take our nation back. I think there is a wave election that is on the way. There is a wave election that is ready to unfold. And it may well be that the first shot will be fired in the Commonwealth of Virginia on Tuesday night. But right now, and these were likely voters, not registered voters. They always give the registered voters, and that's always closer. But it's not accurate. It's going to end up being a deal where it may well be that Glenn Youngkin wins. And it's the first shot across the bow of real people. Not AOC, not the squad. That folks start taking their country back, and it's got to begin. It's got to begin at the lowest levels, at the school board. You should be zeroing in on your local school board. The people that apparently are just not listening to you and me, but they're listening to critical race theory. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to open up our phone lines. And I would love to hear from you and what you think of this Virginia race and if there is a correlation to what we are experiencing here in Nevada. Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you believe as I do that this is going to be something special. This is going to be the first shot across the bow as we begin to take our government back level by level by level by level. From school board to city council to county commission to statewide elected office to statewide offices like governor to congressman, to senator, and eventually to the president. That's what we're talking about. Here's that number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, so call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Good news! It's insurance season! Open enrollment is here! Bad news? COVID is expected to push your rates higher. Pro Insurance has your solution to save your family thousands of dollars annually on your health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services. Small business owners, call Pro Insurance now. With COVID rules taking effect, you need to help your employees and your family save thousands. Call 702-280-6240. That's 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance. That's PROWEinsurance.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer. Got a
dream they come to share. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, we make the move Monday to noon till 3. And you're going to have somebody else sitting in this chair between 3 and 6, and you're not going to believe it. And I'll just leave it at this, that the host that's going to be here from 3 until 6, beginning Monday, will have one of the top guests in the country. Like, the biggest A-list guest in the country will be on the show between 3 and 6, beginning on Monday. It's gonna be exciting. You know, one of the things that's exciting for me is watching Demo Rats battle Demo Rats. It's incredible, and it's entertaining. I love it when I hear Democrats going after Democrats. I really honestly do. John Kennedy is a Republican from Louisiana. He is a senator. And he sizes up the troubling times for congressional Democrats. This is cut number four, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana.
Well, here's what I've observed. The Democrats are pretty much in total disarray. President Biden is sort of like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House when people are stampeding him, and he's saying, calm down, be calm, everything's under control.
Wow.
They say they have a framework.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, a framework is when your car has two wheels down, it's axle dragging, you're in the ditch, you don't have any help, and you tell your spouse, honey, I've got a framework to get us out of this ditch. And I think that's where we are. Based on the little I've seen of the framework, I just love that term, only Washington, framework. I've got a framework to be a billionaire someday, you know. I think people who are successful financially should be applauded, not criticized in America. But I love this term framework. And I've seen a little of it. I know this. They're going to try to crush small business. And they're making tax policy on the basis of class warfare.
It's so much fun. I mean, it really is. To be able to watch the Demo Rats, and I've heard this word a couple of times in the last few days, in disarray. What a great term. They're at each other's throats is what they're doing. And I find it interesting. This is cut five, because this is important. This is Congressman Jim Banks. He is a Republican from Indiana. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and the way he described it was the Democrats really are at each other's throats. This is Congressman Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana.
Well, Democrats aren't only at each other's throats. It seems now, Congressman, they don't even trust each other.
If it's by itself, if it's a standalone, absolutely. I'm 100% a no. 100% no, and there is no getting me to a yes.
Senators Manchin and Sinema, you don't trust them?
No, absolutely. I don't trust them. And I don't owe that to them, and they don't have to trust me.
She wasn't in a great mood today when she was on TV, even though the progressives obviously have an enormous amount of influence. Congressman, shouldn't just Manchin and Sinema just, at this point, you know, throw up their hands and say, this is now a bridge too far? I mean, the Democrats have killed off their own moderates. They're catering to the progressives, and they're too weak to stand up to them. Is this really the party of Sinema and Manchin anymore?
Not, of course not. Not at all. And it's on full display. And the Democrats should change their name to the Socialist Party, because that's who they are. And they've proven it once again, just like they proved it last month. I can tell you, Laura, riding up and down in the elevators today at the Capitol was a lot of fun, because the Democrats are very tense. They're mad at each other, and it's pouring over on full display so everybody can see it, because the Socialists won again today. The Socialist wing of the Democrat Party won again today. They blew up the deal, and some of the more, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore, but the more traditional Democrats are getting frustrated about it, but they're in the vast majority of the party. This isn't my grandpa's Democrat Party anymore.
That is the truth. When we come back, a former Trump advisor, what he sees in the so-called framework. You notice that John Kennedy mentioned framework like more than once. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend.
blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Temperatures are dropping, but prices are skyrocketing. Nevada housing costs are soaring. Rents up 34%, costing families over $430 a month. It's an inflation tax, raising prices on gas and groceries. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's spending spree will make things worse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto are pushing for trillions more in spending and higher taxes to pay for it all. Crushing Nevada small businesses, sending prices higher on almost everything you buy, trillions in new spending, and a long list of higher taxes, even on people making minimum wage. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542. Tell her we can't afford Speaker Pelosi's outrageous tax and spend agenda. Tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Katie Williams is a Clark County School Board trustee, District B, as in boy. She'll tell us how she voted on the ouster of Jesus Jarrett. We are now without a school superintendent. We'll do that coming up just after 5 o'clock. I want you to hear from Stephen Miller. He's a former Trump advisor. He was on with Laura Ingraham, and we were talking about the framework. John Kennedy was talking about the framework this, the framework. According to Stephen Miller, the framework is real scary.
Stephen, the constituents for this White House aren't really the American people, right? The constituents are the global elites he's going to meet with in Glasgow.
Yes. The constituents are globalists, billionaires, and illegal aliens. Those are the three constituencies and the only three constituencies this bill delivers for. I want to first of all salute Congressman Jim Banks for breaking down what's in this bill. You can follow the Republican Study Committee on social media and read it for yourself. But just to illustrate your point, Laura, this bill taxes American energy, to make it more expensive to heat your home so we can become more reliant on foreign energy. This bill gives tax credits to illegal aliens that could amount to, say, for example, an illegal alien with four young kids who pays no taxes, who's a low-income family. They could get over $14,000 a year in free cash from the IRS under this bill. Plus amnesty, plus unlimited foreign workers for big tech. Plus, on the corporate tax side, it takes a sledgehammer to American manufacturers by taxing losses in their competition.